Hello, good evening. Is Iris Kurith there?
Can I help you?
Hello, my name is Alan. I'm calling for a national opinion survey. I'm not filling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. First, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you so much. Also, let me ask you this. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
I'm sorry, you say yes?
Yes, yes.
Thank you. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Black.
Thank you so much. May I know what is your age?
46.
Thank you so much. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
That's a tough one. that's a tough one. The last thing that happened that, you know, I don't know. I'm not sure how to answer that one.
Thank you. And thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following issues do you most want Congress focus on? You can select up to two. I'm going to read you a list, and you let me know. First one, improving the economy, reducing crime, protecting LGBTQ rights, increasing border security and stopping illegal immigration, providing affordable child care, protecting women's reproductive freedoms and abortion rights, standing up to the rise in racism and discrimination, investing in maternal health to make pregnancy and childbirth safer, fighting inflation, reducing gun violence, lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs, protecting voting rights and fighting threats to our democracy, improving K through 12 public school education.
Let's see. I don't know if I got them all, but I'm thinking women having that right to choose is one that's big. Racism is another big one. Education is another big one. Those are the three that stuck out to me. You want to read the list again? I can choose a couple more, but those are my three big ones.
That's perfectly fine. Thank you so much. And in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
Depending on what aspect I look at it at, I'm going to say about the same.
Thank you so much. And thinking about how the economy is going, specifically for you and your family, would you say your wages or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or rising to the point where you feel you can get ahead?
Now, are we talking my own salary or just everyday working, like everyday people, or just me specifically?
Specifically for you and your family.
I think we're good.
So would that be keeping up?
Keeping up.
Thank you. And in your opinion, which do you think are the greatest obstacles to economic success and upward mobility in this country? You can select up to two from this list I'm going to read. First one, poor life choices and values by some, racism and discrimination, poor work ethic, not enough good role models, inadequate programs to help people in poverty, unfair or rigged economic system for the rich, the breakdown of the traditional family structure, sexism or unequal pay or treatment for women. Too many people depending on the government for handouts or lack of good paying job opportunities.
I like that one. That'll make me sound bad. But those first three that you read are the three that I'm going with.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now, and now here are some reasons others have given for why they say crime is rising. Please tell me which you think is the biggest reason. First one, not enough police officers on the streets. Too many people suffering from mental illnesses on our streets. Too many guns. Okay, thank you. About too many guns floating our streets. Inadequate programs to help lower income people, a lack of good paid jobs and opportunities for people without a degree or job training, a broken bail and parole system which lets criminals back on the streets too quickly, too many undocumented immigrants crossing our borders, inflation and the rising cost of living making it harder for people to get by, reduce funding for public services to help people in need, lack of after-school programs and mentoring to keep children from criminal activity, prosecutors and elected officials who are not tough enough on crime, too many young people not being properly parented and raised, or a toxic culture, music, TV, video games, and movies that promote bad values.
I think I probably already said that first one, which was the whatever that first one was, and then my other one would be too many guns. Not that I don't think people should have rights to have guns or bear arms, but too many. I don't know. You have to do something about the illegal people being anyone being able to get illegal, I guess, weapons. I don't know. Not everyone always following the proper protocols, maybe. But I am for bearing arms, but too many guns is a problem.
Okay.
Access to guns is a problem.
Thank you. And how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? A lot? A little? Nothing at all?
Yeah, I've heard a lot.
Thank you so much. And do you support or oppose the efforts to remove or ban books from public schools?
I do not support removing books and knowledge from public schools.
And would that be somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
I'm strongly opposed.
Thank you so much. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. On which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. First one, Black Lives Matter.
I have heard of Black Lives Matter.
How will you rate them from 0 to 100?
As far as what they're doing or just the movement, or what am I rating?
100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100.
I'll say maybe 90.
Thank you. How about the feminist movement?
I support it, so 100.
100, okay. Thank you so much. How about Ron DeSantis? How will you rate him from 0 to 100?
I've heard of him, but I'm not that familiar, so I'm not going to say 60. It makes me sound like a bad person because I don't know who he is. Or okay. I could say, what'd you say I could say if I'm not sure?
100 means that you feel very warm and favorable. 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. And zero means that you feel very cold and unfavorable.
Okay, so I'm gonna stay with 15. Okay. I'm gonna give
Thank
a couple
you.
More days.
And how about Hakeem Jeffries? How will you rate him from 0 to 100?
I'm gonna have to go with a 50.
Okay, thank you. About critical race theory or CRT?
Critical race theory?
Yes.
Maybe 80.
80, okay, thank you. About Barack Obama?
I love Barack Obama. He's about 100.
Thank you so much. And about the NAACP?
NAACP?
Yes.
Okay. NAACP, I support that as well. So 100.
100. Okay. Thank you so much. About Joe Biden?
Joe Biden has a little work to do. He's under that. Probably about 80.
Okay. Thank you. About the gay rights movement?
I think everyone should have rights, gay or not. So I'm going to go with like 90.
Thank you. About Kevin McCarthy.
Kevin McCarthy?
Yeah.
I'm going to say 50. I'm not even sure.
Okay. Thank you. And how about Beyonce?
Not Beyonce Knowles. Beyonce the singer?
Yep.
100.
Thank you so much. And Kamala Harris?
Kamala Harris, 100.
Thank you. Last one, Donald Trump.
Oh, DJ. What'd you say? No, I'm not giving him 100. We have some different thoughts and values on some things. I don't know. I'll say, why not? 70 is fine. 70.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You was an immigrant.
Thank you. And I know it's a long way off, but thinking about the 2024 presidential election, if that election was held today and the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Cornel West, the third party candidate, and Donald Trump, the Republican, for whom would you vote?
I'm not voting for Donald Trump, no.
Why?
I don't know. I'm not voting for Donald Trump. Who was the other person? He's an independent. Who'd you say?
Cornel. Wes?
I'm not sure. Hopefully somebody else is a Republican person that I can vote for. But off of that list, I'll probably just say Joe Biden.
Joe Biden.
I know, but I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know what he stands for.
Now, switching things up a bit, please rate how much each of the following could impact you personally. Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it will have a major impact on your life, 5 means a moderate impact on your life, and 0 means that you think it won't have any impact at all on your life. You can use any number between 0 and 10. First one is crime and violence in this country. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
The moderate impact on everyone's life. I'm going to go with 10.
How much?
10. You say 10, right?
Okay. Yep. 0 to 10. Thank you. About next one, affirmative action ending. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
I think it's terrible. Affirmative action. It's where people kind of get to go to school or get jobs or things based on their race versus it gives them people of minority more of an opportunity. More of an opportunity in life. And if the world was perfect and racism didn't exist and there wasn't an upper hand by some racist, it wouldn't affect me at all. But because I know the fact that, you know, some people do have the upper hand, unfortunately, in our country, I'm going to have to go with whatever the negative thing is for that.
So how much will be your rate on this one? I'm sorry.
What is moderate mean?
From 0 to 10?
Does it mean if I support it or don't support it? Is that what I'm writing? I don't know what I'm writing.
These are statements, pretty much, It says, please rate how much each of the following could impact you personally using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it will have a major impact. 5 means so, you...
That would be a 10. I'll go
10. 10, okay, thank you. Next one, the country's economy going into a recession soon. How will you rate that?
10.
And last one, climate change. Thank you so much, Jane. Now, I'm going to read you a series of policy statements that some say the government should implement. For each one, please tell me if you agree or disagree with that policy. First one, the government should provide free child care to all families. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I don't agree. I don't think it's the government's place to provide child care.
Was that strongly agree? I'm sorry?
No, I disagree.
Disagree somewhat or strongly?
I strongly disagree. I don't think it's the government's place to provide child care.
Thank you. About next one, the government should pass a law requiring employers to provide workers with paid family and medical leave to take care of themselves or family members with a serious health condition. Do you strongly agree?
Yes.
Somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. Next one, the government should pass legislation to protect abortion rights so that abortion is legal nationwide.
I do not agree with abortion, but I do agree with rights to choose, so I'm going to strongly agree.
Thank you so much. Next one, ban assault weapons.
Are you banning assault weapons for the general public or just in general?
Just in general. I mean, more information isn't written here, but... Yeah, I think it's referred to more in general.
I think there are going to be some situations and circumstances where they would have to be available, maybe to certain, like maybe the Army or, you know, I guess certain branch of the police or whatever. But as far as the general public, I disagree. So if it's either or, I guess I'd be right in the middle. Because I agree to one extent, depending on who has that access to it, but then I disagree the same way. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it's for the government or the Army, I agree. But if it's just regular old Joe Smo, I disagree. So I'm going to go in the middle.
So we said that you somewhat disagree on this one?
Yeah, that's how it is.
Okay. Next one, athletes should compete in sports based on the gender they were assigned at birth rather than how they self-identify. Will you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Again, I think everyone has those rights. I guess I'm going to slightly agree maybe, because I feel that, you know, it wouldn't be fair if someone is born, you know, a certain way, and if they have the physicality of that, that would give them an advantage in that sport. But I do think they have the right to identify any way they like. So maybe, you know, having a league for people who identify that way. That way, you know, other people couldn't play. Now, I don't want to sound bitchy, but I don't think it's fair to the other. If it's the girls and it's a boy who has, because he's a boy, he has testosterone, builds muscle faster or whatever, wouldn't be white if he played with all girls, he would have the advantage. Does that make sense? Right.
Thank you so much, Jane. Next one, drug addicts and nonviolent offenders with mental illnesses should be sent to a treatment facility instead of prison. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I strongly agree. If people have a mental issue, or if they are addicted to drugs, and they need the treatment to get off of those things, to get better, versus just putting them away in prison. Because sometimes, I don't like to be that person, but sometimes prison is the answer, because if they're just getting a little treatment and getting back on the streets doing the same things, then they are going to be prison. They need something that gets them off the street, because their rights didn't impede on someone else's rights. And so if they're using drugs and stealing or killing, well, you said non-violent. So if they're using drugs and they're stealing from everyone, then they shouldn't have the right to continue to hurt those people in that way.
Thank you. And next one, children under 18 should not be allowed to choose with bathroom or locker room they use at school. They should use the room or the gender they were assigned at birth. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
These are some hard questions. I think being an adolescent is confusing enough. So I would just say get the gender off of there. Make some private type bathrooms installed. That's for everyone, because we don't want to make kids feel like who they're choosing to be, right or wrong, who they're choosing to be is wrong. And we could pray for them. We could try to help them in other ways, but making them feel the same for the choices that they're making right now could mentally impact them, I guess. So
thank you.
I'm going to, okay.
Last one says the government should provide a universal basic income of $1,000 a month for all adult citizens. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I'm afraid to, I don't agree. I'm afraid to agree because I don't want to pay extra taxes to give everybody $1,000 a month. But I guess it would depend. I mean, it would depend on the circumstances and the situation of why that person would need that. Like I know there are some people who, you know, that they have a disability or, you know, or whatever that reason is, I can understand. But just giving someone $1,000, just because, doesn't really make sense to me.
Okay. Thank you. And we're wrapping this up now. Thank you very much for your time, for your patience. Next question says, in which, if any, of the following situations should employers be required by law to give their workers paid time off? First one, when dealing with a mental health episode, mothers adopting a child, or death of family members, fathers adopting a child, caring for a family member with a serious health condition, fathers whose spouse or partner is giving birth to a child, sickness or serious injury, or mothers giving birth to a child.
I would like to see those mothers give birth and go back to work on Monday. So, yes, I think all of those are reasons that people should have paid leave.
Okay, thank you. And how often will you say you experience racism and or discrimination in your everyday life? We say very often, often, not often, or not at all.
I may have some blinders on, so I don't think I'm experiencing racism on a daily basis. So maybe every now and then, I have no idea.
Thank you. And have any of the following things happened to you or a member of your household in the last 12 months? First one, money or property was stolen?
No.
Thank you. About violent crimes such as assault?
No.
About car was stolen or broken into?
No.
Last one, home was vandalized or broken into?
No.
Thank you so much. We're almost done here. Thank you again for your time, for your patience. Switching gears a bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. May I know, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 1 to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate or postgraduate, like master's, MBA, law, PhD, MD?
Postgraduate.
Thank you so much. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
I'm married.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household? Yes or no?
Yes. Yep.
Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Rural.
Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Every week.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of news outlets or stations for each. Please tell me how often you regularly watch or read them in the span of a week. First one, CNN.
I hate to do this to you, but I think I'm done with this survey. It's really lengthy, and I've been talking to you now for about 30 minutes. So
we're almost over. We're about 90%. We just have a few more questions for statistical purposes.
I know, but I'm done. So thank you for your time. I'm sorry I couldn't complete it. I'm going to tell you to tell them next time, make it shorter. It's a lot. Have a great day.
Thank you for your time.